never thought I'd end up here. But I've the latest on today's big match.
See what I did there?
What about depreciation?
David, we have total depreciation for what you're doing.
To be on top of your game, you need to be on top of what you eat. Low-fat ham sub with honey mustard sauce, all the salad and extra peppers.
Twisty fries?
You might remember some of those ads. Bertie Ahern in the cupboard for the News of the World. David McWilliams backing Bulmers. Tommy Bow sampling Subway. And Johnny Logan crooning for the McDonald's Corporation. Celebrities have been endorsing products for years. For instance, this week, Dr. Dre Beat headphones were sold to Apple for $3 billion. Fender recruited Bono and The Edge to its board. And Fáilte Ireland claimed that a honeymoon tweet from Kim Kardashian and Kanye West could be worth millions if it were to happen. But is a celebrity endorsement of your product all that it's cracked up to be? We're joined by branding and digital marketing expert Krishna Day and Joanne Byrne, Director of Presence PR. Joanne, first to you, is it automatically like a giant ATM machine for celebrities to do endorsements?
Absolutely not. I think anybody who is managing, a celebrity is a brand, so you're aligning a brand with a brand. And often it's not about the money. Often it's about the profile. It's about breaking into new markets. It's about not wanting to spend 10, 15, 20 million on advertising, but getting somebody else to spend 10, 15, 20 million on advertising for you ultimately. So there's various, you know, endorsement, celebrity advertising is a real, it is a money-making machine, but it obviously has to be handled extremely well by the brand that's paying for them and by the celebrity itself.
Krishna, the amounts of money involved across sport, across film actors, everything, are astronomical, aren't they?
Well, of course. I mean, those people who are celebrities, so be it sports people or be it people in fashion or be it people in any other sector, if you think about it, they've actually all worked very hard to get to the position that they're in. And so actually I can understand why they would look for that. And, you know, some of them got millions and millions of followers through even digital networks these days. So it can really extend your reach. And I think an interesting perspective, as Joanne was talking about, is actually the celebrity endorsement. One of the reasons that you might use it is it actually might get you some even more traditional media attention, because sometimes brands or products find it difficult to get cut through. But if you've got a celebrity there with you, then that can make a difference.
But it can go wrong, can't it, Krishna?
Oh,
I mean, there are
absolutely
examples where the celebrity embarrasses the company and they run a mile.
Well, you know, if you look at things that have happened in the last little while, you've got people like Lance Armstrong and, of course, what happened then, or you've got Oscar Pretorius in terms of the brands that were with him. As soon as there was a murder charge, all of those ads came down off their websites.
But Kate Moss was taking cocaine and she seemed to bounce back, Joanne.
I think she's... Kate is an anathema. In the weirdest sense. I mean, some people actually think she doesn't speak at all because she's never done any interview. And when that whole thing happened, she literally went to ground. And a number of brands that she was aligned to went to ground with her. And a number of brands then decided to step away from being aligned to her. But the brands that went to ground with her are still with her. You know, they believed that her brand was strong enough to get through the rough, tough days. And, you know, the likes of Rimmel, they've just started a whole new campaign with her, her own brand within Rimmel. It's, you know, they wouldn't be doing that for the love of their health.
Krishna?
Well, you can't plan for human behaviour. So if you're a brand and you're going to go down the route, be it through a TV campaign, through any other endorsement approach, then you have to put that into your risk management plan. So I think anybody who's out there managing brands these days will fully take that into consideration.
Krishna, you're heavily involved in digital marketing and all of the opportunities around that. Does technology provide opportunities for people to endorse things but not really say that it's an endorsement? Well, it makes something look natural and in fact it isn't.
And I think that's where people, actually the general public, we have a degree of cynicism around that content. So let me give you, for example, I was speaking to somebody this week who's in the media. She happens to be on TV. We were having a conversation about her use of Twitter. She put a comment out about the fact of she really liked a particular product. Immediately she got feedback. Now, she's not an A-list celebrity by any means, but she immediately got feedback to say, are you being paid to say that? And so there's a degree which is people are a little cynical. So there is good practice about if you are going to do that. So, for example, if you bring in for your brand and you bring in a celebrity, there's usually, let's say you're flying somebody in from the UK, you'd actually be in the contract what the expectations are going to be about media appearances and including what you do socially. There are tools that are available that you can put your disclosure statements there, but there's typically, if you might see it, in fact, on something like on Twitter or on Instagram, hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored, or somebody might say, thanks so much to at whatever the brand, really loved that product or really enjoyed the book or really, you know, kind of had fun at the event. And that they've not necessarily put ad, but by referencing them, then they would say that. And Richard, you know, you're in the media yourself. You perhaps get approached. I know other radio people get approached and saying, will you talk about this? And sometimes it's for a charity. It doesn't always have to be a commercial brand. And I see that all the time. People tweeting people that I know in the media saying, can you give us a retweet? Can you share that out? Because the people are looking for awareness, no matter what their cause or their product is.
Is there a danger as well, Joanne, that if major celebrities sign up to various companies that they're going to wear certain types of clothes or whatever it is, and then they actually don't wear them, that this can really blow up on them?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about we're talking about a league of celebrity that is very American based, very LA, New York based. So, for example, there was an issue with Charlize Theron, who had done a deal with a watchmaker. And unfortunately, she was at a red carpet event and wearing a watch that was not of the make of which she had the deal. And the watchmaker went to court just saying, you know, we have an agreement that the watch of your choice will be our watch because we're paying you a lot of money to do it. I think it's a balancing act. I had an incident recently with somebody who has a deal with a car manufacturer, and they were away on their holidays. And they weren't driving the car that they have a deal with, purely because the car they have a deal with was not available as a rental. And, you know, I had to have a conversation with the car manufacturer going, if you want this person to drive this car, then you need to get it to this place.
The danger being that they could be photographed.
The danger is that they're photographed.
And then it becomes a story.
Absolutely. As in, you know, somebody is a brand ambassador for X and they are pictured with Y. So it is a balancing act for the individual. I think people, certainly those celebrities have become much more savvy. There are celebrities in the States that have people who manage this. This is all they do.
And how lucrative are endorsements in Ireland, Joanne? Let's say for sports stars, that sort of thing.
It is a nice revenue generator for people who are at the top of their game, whether it be, you know, whether it be entertainment, movies, music, sport. Obviously, there are those that spring to mind immediately. I think I would advise anybody who kind of goes into it, my advice to them is always try and build a relationship with a brand so that you are not in it for the short haul, you're in it for the long haul. And you will have peaks and troughs, yourself and the brand, but you stay together. It's like a marriage. Good days, bad days.
There is a whole other kind of endorsement, Krishna, on a smaller level, where the celebrity maybe puts a bit of money into the company if it's a startup company, or perhaps lends their name to the company and they have a shareholding in return. And they might even contribute to it other than just lending their name.
Well, I think the Beats example this week is going to get people to think about it. And if, you know, whatever your sector is, as I say, be it in sports or you're in music or whatever it might be, I'm sure you're always thinking about your career, what's going to happen next. And therefore, those people make investments into all sorts of things. So, you know, the example that you talked about earlier on today was really a good example of actually thinking about the future. So, yes, I think if it's an alignment and them being investors in those organisations, they're venture capitalists, or perhaps they've got actually more invested in terms of time.
But also, John, the celebrities might have no talent whatsoever. Outside of what they normally do. So they might say, I'm going to sit on the board of this company and come up with the most ridiculous suggestions that people don't want to run with.
To be honest, I think if anybody's being put on a board for their name, they're being put on a board for their name, they're being given money and they've been told to keep quiet. And they know that. What is interesting is when brand managers are forward thinking. So, for example, Louis Walsh's band Hometown was on the Late Late last night. I work with Louis. I must have gone 10 phone calls last night after they appeared from brand managers, from people in marketing who want to get aligned to a band now before they have to get through 12 different people to get to the band in a year's time. And I think those people that are in that business who want to align themselves to individuals or brands, I think they're the ones that actually will get the long-term effect of it, because ultimately, if you work...
How much might that be worth to that band?
A lot.
Much is a lot.
A lot is a lot. I wouldn't be doing my job if I started telling you numbers. But, you know, there's six of them, so it'll have to be divided by six, plus Louis and his management fee. But it is that whole thing of, you look, you know, trying to get to somebody when they've made it is nearly impossible. So you get to somebody before they've made it. You build a relationship with them so that when they do make it, you're there.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Joanne Byrne and Krishna Day. Thanks for joining us on the programme.